Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Menachos, Parakei Mishnah Dalet Mishnah Hey. And today's Mishnah we're learning B'schos Aser Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zeichet Afayinu Zivik Hagon Bikarav Mamesh. And Mishnah Dalet is a continuation of the previous one. We had learned that the Minchas Kenos and Minchas Chote does not have Shemen or Levina. So now the Mishnah tells us V'chayev al Shemen B'fnei Atzma V'al Levina B'fnei Atzma. He'd be chayev a separate lav, a separate set of malchus for putting Shemen or Levina separately on Minchas Chote or Minchas Kenos, because these are both separate lavim in the Torah. So he'd be chayev a separate set of malchus. Now let's say Nasan Allah Shemen, he put Shemen on it, Psalos, that totally passels it. There's nothing that you can do about it, because once the oil is poured on, it's mixed in, so it's passel. However, Levina, Yul Katena, if you put Levina on it, he should just take it off, because Levina doesn't get mixed in, it's like a hard spice, so he could just pick it off, and then there's no problem. So as long as he takes it off, he doesn't passel it. Now let's say Nasan Shemen Al Shioreha, he put oil on the Shiraim. After the Kaimitz was taken, then he poured oil on. Ino Over Loisase, he's not Over Loisase, because the Loisase is only before the Kmitz was taken off. Now, Nasan Kli Al Gabe Kli. If he took a Kli that has oil in it and he put it on top of the Kli that has this mincha in it, Leipzal, he didn't passel it. Now, you might think it does because the Pasuk says, Lo Yasam Alei Shemen, don't put oil on it. So you might think that even if the oil was in a Kli and you put the bottle of oil on the mincha, passels it. That's the Mishnah says that no, it's the oil itself, not oil in a bottle. And moving on to Mishnah Hey with more details of Menachais. There's two Avodis that are done with some Menachais, one called Hagasha, one called Tanufa. Hagasha is bringing it right next to the Mizbeach and actually touching the Mizbeach with the Mincha or with the Kli that the Mincha's in, and Tanufa is waving the Mincha around, kind of like the way that you wave Lulav and Esrig, same thing. So as the Mishnah tells us, Yesh Tunis Hagasha Ve'ena Tunis Tanufa, some need Hagasha to the Mizbeach, but don't need Tanufa, Tanufa V'lay Hagasha, some only need Tanufa, not Hagasha, some need Hagasha U Tanufa, both of them, and some Loi Tanufa V'lay Hagasha, not Tanufa or Hagasha. Now we clarify, Ilu Tunis Hagasha Ve'ena Tunis Tanufa, the following need Hagasha to the Mizbeach, but don't need to be waved around, Minchas HaSoiles, this is our classic Minchas Tedava from two Mishnahs ago, Vehamachvas, Vamarcheshes, Vachalos, Verakikin, Minchas Kahanim, Minchas Kain Mashiach, Minchas Gaim, Minchas Nashim, and Minchas Chayte, all those need Hagasha and Atanufa, and that's based off of a Pasuk. Now, Rav Shimon says, Minchas Kahanim, Minchas Kain Mashiach, a Mincha brought by Kahanim, Mincha brought by the Kain Mashiach, by the Kain Gadol, Ain Bahen Hagasha, those do not have Hagasha. Why is that? Mnesha Ain Bahen Kmitza. They don't have a Kmitza taken off of them because they're completely burned. The whole thing is placed on the Mizbeach, Choshem and Kmitza, Ain Bahen Hagasha, based off of a Pasuk. Rav Shimon learns that if it doesn't have Kmitza taken off, it doesn't need Hagasha, and so that's why Minchas Kehanim and Minchas Kehanim Mashiach don't need Hagasha. We're going to stop for the day and pick up the Mishnah Vav and Zion, continue to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.